At the top of the news this Wednesday evening in Ireland, the country's High Court Justice Sean Ryan today unveiled the final report of the National Commission to Inquire into Child Abuse in Industrial Schools and Orphanages run by the Irish state and religious orders across the country. A statement from Cardinal Sean Brady, the Archbishop of Armagh and Primate of All Ireland, on the publication of the report says the report throws light on a dark period of the past. The publication of this comprehensive report and analysis is a welcome and important step in establishing the truth, giving justice to victims, and ensuring such abuse does not happen again. The statement continues to say this report makes it clear that great wrong and hurt were caused to some of the most vulnerable children in our society. It documents a shameful catalogue of cruelty, neglect, physical, sexual, and emotional abuse perpetrated against children. In the statement, Cardinal Brady says he is profoundly sorry and deeply ashamed that children suffered in such awful ways in these institutions. He says children deserved better, and especially from those caring for them in the name of Jesus Christ. He goes on to say he hopes the publication of today's report will help heal the hurts of victims and to address the wrongs of the past. The Catholic Church, he says, remains determined to do all that is necessary to make the Church a safe, life-giving, and joyful place for children. The report again outlines the account of the emotional, physical, and sexual abuse inflicted on young people who attended the now defunct schools from the 1940s to the mid-1980s. The commission, set up in May 2000, heard evidence from almost 2,000 people. Sister Marianne O'Connor is Director General of the Congregation of Religious Orders in Ireland. She spoke to Emer McCarthy about the need for victims to be heard and the need for reconciliation.
In all, there were 18 congregations of religious who were involved with the provision of care of children in these type of institutions. And the inquiry looked into a sample of these congregations.
It's a historic report, Sister Marianne, but at the same time a report that is very important for the victims of this abuse, for justice and reconciliation.
Yes, it is. It is of importance because it shows us really that we need to learn from the past, and that from that learning we can ensure that all vulnerable people are provided with the kind of care that they deserve and that we as a society should give them. We do have to remember that there has been hurt and pain caused. We acknowledge that absolutely and apologise for it. But we also need to remember the kind of times and the kind of society that pertained at that time. You know, 30, 40, 50 years ago, things were very different than they are now.